Hell yeah! I like beer. Yeehaw. So does Rob and Leone. Rob, Stu and Leone too. He does.
I'm sure Rob Rob's, does. Rob's sure there's a Rob out there
Rob's
somewhere.
Stu's brother.
Rob lives next door.
Yeah. On your Rob.
Just watch Rob, Stu. He's been jumping the fence.
Next to Alan.
Yeah.
Alan! Alan! Alan!
Steve! Alan. Well, you
all got time for it or not?
Yeah. Well, you won't be listening to us live, so you will definitely be listening to the podcast. We've got some technical difficulties at the moment, but we're going to try and get live for you people listening on the podcast.
In the future.
Both of you.
Yeah.
In the future.
All one of you.
Hundreds of podcasts. Hundreds of podcasts. What a beautiful day.
It was
a lovely day today.
Great day for the race.
I got sunburned today.
Did you really?
Yeah.
On the head?
Yeah, a bit of me.
On 3K's head?
Yeah.
But the rain is a coming.
Yeah, don't make it by 9 tonight.
Don't worry about that, mate. Just enjoy the moment. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
There you go. What's that? There you go, viewers.
Everyone have a look at that. Black.
Get your radar out right now.
Make sure.
If you're on the podcast.
Make sure on the podcast.
And go back 2 days.
Actually, it's probably raining.
Yeah, if you're listening to this tomorrow,
it's raining.
It's definitely raining.
You're saturated as you went for that stupid walk.
If you're listening to Sunday, it'll be raining too. I think it's going to rain for the next 3 days.
Well, it's the weekend. It always rains on the weekend.
Yeah, it's
yes, it does.
Yeah, when you get the week off, it doesn't matter.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't you love Melbourne?
Yeah.
Don't we love it?
We do. We love Melbourne.
Yeah, don't like it. Wait 5 minutes.
It was a beautiful spring day today, though. Look, that wind's just picked
up
now. It's
let's
cold,
focus on the positives.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's bloody freezing now.
Oh, I tell you, it was hot and fantastic. I did some work in Fantastic today and it was like a little sauna in there.
Nice.
So I haven't got
just
the...
Just in the white towel, were you?
The white towel.
Yep. Rock with the rocks out.
Oh, I was settled down.
Oh, was it a sauna?
No, we had
rocks in the corner.
We had Howlett Electricals there today running some wiring and stuff for us. And so, yeah, we're getting there. We're gradually getting there. So I reckon you're not going to be that long now. It'll be done. It'll look good.
And we're going on tour.
We're taking the band.
Haven't told the wives yet.
Yeah. The only problem is with you guys, I think we'll have to be in school holidays, which could be really nasty. You know, trying to get
that's probably easier.
Yeah.
It's probably easier on them.
Yeah, easier
if
on them.
We leave them behind.
We can take it down to the Seaford Beach Caravan Park. That's still open.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. it's a good crowd there.
It's not far to go.
They'd like the entertainment too.
No, they would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything free. Yeah. It's usually five fingers from Woolworths up the corner there.
Yeah. It's funny, we're about 3 minutes in and we have not even mentioned...
Bored.
We haven't even mentioned the word Trump yet. Isn't that funny? What do you say? What do you say to... Look...
I'm very rich.
Did you listen to his speech?
It was a different man, though.
The one that got written for him?
No, the acceptance speech, the one that he did write.
Someone summarised Obama's from 8 years ago.
Well, I don't know, because he was thanking every second
very
person.
Yeah.
Was it? I never saw it. Yeah.
It's very
but he
ingenuine.
Seemed to, rattle it off, though, didn't he? Unless they've got...
it was definitely his best speech.
Unless they've got teleprompter, which
wasn't
they might have.
It was definitely his best speech.
Probably, yeah.
He sounded almost human.
And he's slowed down a little bit now, hasn't he? He had the big meeting today with Obama, and they were both smiling sitting there, and
you'd feel the love.
Oh yeah, there was a bit of tension there, I think. But yeah, they spoke for an hour and a half. I think for an hour they were punching on, and then the other half hour they were speaking. Yeah, they reckon it was going to be a 10-minute meeting. It went for an hour and a half.
His toupee fell off. It's mainly just glue.
No, you glue can pull it. Pull that. It's all right. You pull it. It's not going to come off.
No, he was saying that to the waiters out the back.
Okay.
Waitresses, I mean.
Right, yeah, good on you.
I'm the president.
Did you see?
They're crazy that they're riding over there.
But the Simpsons predicted all this. Did you see that?
Back in 2000.
I kind of vaguely remember that they. Yeah.
There was an episode.
They had an episode and Trump became the president. That's crazy, isn't it? Do you think that's where he got the idea? It probably is. Before he goes, you know what? They say I can do it. I can do it.
My highlight from his victory speech, his son.
Was that the little bloke behind him?
That's his son.
Wow. He was very uncomfortable.
Well, the 10-year-old whatever.
He looked very uncomfortable.
You know why?
Why?
It was 3 a.m. in the morning. Oh. He couldn't stay awake. That's what it was. If you look at it, he's trying to stay awake. It's 3 a.m. And they've dragged out this poor kid, a 10-year-old.
In a suit and tie.
To watch his 70-year-old father.
Yeah.
Crap on.
Who hasn't kicked a footy with him once.
Yeah, exactly. But when you have a look at him...
Well, they thought they better get a speech in. Don't, yeah. know, don't know how many left he's got for the poor son.
He's the full mini-me, that kid.
Yeah, is he 70?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. 10-year-old son.
Wow.
But I suppose with the wife he's got, you'd be encouraged to make babies, I would think.
If you can, I guess. If you can.
Oh.
If you can, well,
he may have had a bit of enhancement.
You'd certainly be encouraged
depends.
To practice.
From one of but,
depends if the,
FNF,
old, the old trumpet still works.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, isn't the it? Trumpet obviously does.
Mm. Yeah, the old trombone.
Yeah.
A bit of blue enhancement, I would think.
Probably. Mm. Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, anyway.
Good chat, guys.
Good luck to him.
Some sort of herbal remedy.
Yeah, good luck to the leader of the world.
Yeah.
We love you, Ivanka.
Good call.
They had a great little snippet on the news today about...
thought you were talking to Trump. Yeah. Ivanka.
Ivanka.
That's what the German call him. Yeah. The bloody Ivanka.
they had all the comments that Obama had made about him prior to the prior to him being elected.
I saw that. It was quite funny.
Well, what about all our politicians?
Yeah, I know.
Bagging the crap out of him. Yeah. I think Australia and America, we're pretty good. We're pretty solid.
Yeah.
As long as he hasn't listened to anything we've said in the last 3 weeks. Every one of ours was bagging him.
Yeah, I know. Anyhow. Well,
and most of his own party. So
it'll be very interesting. I mean, they're rioting in the streets. They're doing all sorts of things. You know. Actually, just see, I don't know if you saw the news tonight, there was the riot. Writing in the streets, and then they showed the writing in Chile. There's this writing in Chile that
Chileans could write.
Public servants over there, you know, about wages or something like that. So they're writing, and they've got the water cannons out, and there's this dog running along, jumping at the water cannon like a dog runs at a hose. It was so funny.
Like a kelpie.
He was just
trying
little,
to bite the water.
Little fat furry thing, and he's running along, jumping and biting. I thought it was a classic.
And then he ended up 400 metres away.
I think it's that hot there. They were all actually hoping they'd get sprayed.
Yeah, I saw a bit of that. I didn't see the dog, but I saw some woman just sticking her fingers up.
Yeah, and just hoping she was
and
getting
then
wet.
She's looking, going, "Hey, it's a pretty hot day.
Yeah.
Squirt me.
I feel good. Yep. Do it.
Yeah. Squirt me, Dad. Squirt me."
So the crowd doubled. Yeah. Didn't exactly disperse.
Yeah. No, it was.
And
quite
it turned
funny.
Into a wet t-shirt competition, and Donald Trump was there.
I just discovered what the
judging.
Problem is.
It was a rally.
Can you guys talk? I just discovered what the problem is.
Oh, okay.
The on button.
The old on button. Here we go.
No, the old, I've got to turn the internet on.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the on button. Yeah. Oh, the whole internet was down.
Did you know
bloody got, Trump.
Did you
I knew this had happened.
Did you know they've got the internet on computers now?
Wow.
It's on the computer or it's in the computer?
This is why they this call what, it community
we knew this
radio.
Community, yes.
At its worst.
For the local
at
community.
Its worst.
Just for the three of us.
This is what happens when we walk out of here when you guys get here at 5:30 and we walk out and I go bang, bang, bang.
Excuse me. Oh, you only had a week to organise it.
Sorry.
25 past, thank
AC,
you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Writing
just
notes.
Finished saying how he's had the whole week off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's our fault.
Yeah,
it's our fault.
It's all our fault.
Do you know what? I reckon you just blame it on Trump.
Yeah,
I reckon that's the new blame bear.
Trumpy now.
Whatever happens.
The old Trumpy. It's
bloody Trump. Trumpy. old Trumpy McGee.
Yeah.
Did you see the meme that was going around which had Obama and meme. Trump and it said, this is not what we meant by the black is the new, orange is the new black.
Yes. That's a good.
Are you saying
very
fake
orange,
tans?
Isn't he?
Young J.A. sent it to me.
That's what it looks like.
Does he fake tan?
That's what it looks like.
I think it's just that colour, is
it? And
he?
Dye his hair?
No. I think it's just that yellow. It looks like a smoker's. So, yeah, smokers got that sort of yellowy hair. I reckon that's how it looks.
I love it when he
just smokes that much. It's stained his hair.
He's got a twisty hair.
Hey, we're on the air. We're on the air.
Hey, loud and clear.
Woo! If you're there, DCG, we're sorry.
Thank God.
We forgot to turn the internet on. I said to the boys, I gave that to you.
How much better is that live?
Oh,
jeez, I was flat.
Jeez, I'm up and about now.
We've talked about stuff. We've talked about Obama. We've talked about Trump. We've talked about, we haven't talked about Job Watson handing back.
Oh, Joby. Joby won.
Dirk.
I didn't hear that.
Dirk's a German, or Dirk's the Aussie will love this because he loves it when we talk sport. So let's talk about Job Watson.
Him.
He handed back the Brownlow.
What a man.
I think you know why, though.
What a mighty good man.
Let's be honest. Would have been hanging over their head all through the season, the pre-season
stuff.
No,
it was around his neck. It wasn't hanging over his head.
No, he had it like a bandana.
Well, no wonder he gave it back. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah. So that's how, because he shortened it up.
I'm giving this back. This is really uncomfortable.
He shortened it up and he's just dangling his nose.
He couldn't see anything. He went for a run and come back with a sore nose.
Yeah.
Stupid man.
So, yeah, I think he's done it to stave all the controversy. He said, you know what? just give it back. I don't give a rat's. I think that's how much it means to him.
He's bigger than all of them.
It means nothing to him.
He's bigger than all of them.
It means nothing.
He's above him.
And he's got a super hot girlfriend now.
Has he?
Oh, it's not all about that, Trumpy.
Is that just a token girlfriend so that we don't think that he's, you know, doesn't like girls?
What are you saying now? What would you say that about Joby One? Take that
What's
back.
Wrong with that if he is?
Exactly.
Exactly, as I'm saying.
So why bring it up?
There's no man buns in Essendon. They're all Collingwood.
They're all bald. Oh, yeah, no, they're right. Yeah. Well, only one.
Oh, there's a couple.
That's a big Brody.
There's a
big
couple.
Big Brody Grundy, Reg Grundy.
There's a couple more.
Is there really?
Yes.
No, they're just on drugs. That's about it, isn't it?
And man buns.
And man buns.
Man buns.
There's a couple more.
Oh, who? Name him now. Name and shame.
The guy that
we hate the man
up,
bun.
Up forward.
The guy
occasionally.
That's all of them, mate.
He wasn't a great. That,
you're talking about all our forwards. played up forward
played up,
occasionally.
Played up forward occasionally.
That's our list.
And wasn't a great player. No, he's gone to the Bulldogs.
We're flooding again. Oh, yeah. No, occasionally.
He's gone to Bulldogs.
Jeez, he'd take that.
It wasn't Brent McCaffo. He's got no hair.
Yeah, no, he shaved it. I don't know, mate. I know Jamie Elliott's back.
I don't know.
Ex-Sydney.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me. You've stumped me now. Is he still playing?
I'm going to Dr. Google.
Go to Dr. Google. Let's have a look.
The boys, when they talk, the Karen boys.
Thanks, Mrs. A. But I got it sorted. It was my fault. Was it Marcus? How'd you go with the bank? Yeah, we're live on the air, but
No, you can't.
How'd you go with the bank?
What's your BSB?
Did we sort it out? Don't ask that guy. Did we sort it out or not? You sorted it out?
No, serious, AA.
We're live on the air.
AA. Yeah.
Just say DZG, because you're the only one listening.
What's your PIN number?
Mrs. AA, have you paid the gas bill?
It's a great radio.
It's a bit cold out here.
Turn the heating on.
Yeah, she's gone. Gone.
Oh, put the bins out too, please.
Chucked it in.
Is it wheelie bins?
Yes, anyhow. So what else happened this week? How's work?
Oh, work was okay, mate. It's
you've had a nice haircut.
Wine, yeah.
Where did you sport that?
The barber.
Yeah, which barber?
Morty Alec.
Oh, Morty Alec.
I normally go to Chic Hair Design. That's where the
Chic Hair Design.
Where the kids went this afternoon.
Is that where Karen works now? Does she? Or Kate? Yeah. Kate?
No, not Kate.
Oh, didn't Kate used to cut their hair?
Elise up at remember up near Freddy's?
Oh yeah.
Remember the one on the corner there? It's been about 18 things since.
Yes.
Yeah, we followed Elise up to Chic Hair up at Morty Alec, and I usually go there, but I just, you know, when you just get to stage, I want a haircut.
Yeah.
I'm stressed. My hair's
I want
long.
A barber.
I want a barber. Mm. And I just went in there and said, mate, just go your hardest, and he did. Ah, Jesse White.
Loves the man bun.
Good work, Google.
Thanks, mate.
Google.
People were worried.
It's good to see.
People need to know.
And
we've got our poppies on.
Because I was about to say that, but Ryder, young Ryder went and had to the barber today in Seaford. There's a barber down in Seaford.
He
there,
rode down
shops.
There.
Yeah, a men's barber.
Yeah, a men's barber.
Mm, pretty cool.
And they do the shaves on blokes and all that sort of thing. But
so Ryder got his neck done.
But KS.
He's eight.
Got his beard trimmed.
Yeah. Well, he's doing Movember.
He's doing Movember. Yeah. And he's got more than you and I put together.
Oh, I reckon I'm doing all right.
And he goes, it's just getting a bit shabby. Can you just the sides?
If I just cut mine off to the mow, you'd think I was doing all right too, but I'm trying to get the long bits.
You've got some handlebars going there.
Yeah, I'm going the just trucker. They call it the trucker on the mow.
Just turn towards the light a little bit so I can.
Oh, yeah, keep laughing your heads off. You know, like,
we will.
It's it's not how thick you grow it, it's just the fact you're having a go. You know, it's all about raising.
That's what Mrs. A is.
It's about raising money for the right causes and not teasing each other and like affecting my mental illness here. Thank you.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'm feeling.
Just turn it around.
I'm feeling hurt and.
He's turned his very ordinary mo around on me.
He's brought the mood down.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm losing motivation now.
Oh,
here we go. Let's start round them out. What else can we do?
You've already mowed me down. I don't want to go on with it anymore.
Okay. That's his usual MO.
He's been a bit of an emo at the moment. Poor Andrew. Oh, no, I shouldn't do that. That's going against mental health.
You guys are just... You're really upsetting me. You can talk yourself.
You won't last.
Anyway, so young Ryder.
Not quite a second.
I dare you.
So young Ryder went down to the barber and KS was saying it's quite funny because the barber speaks to him like he's a 20-year-old bloke. He's easy. Just chat away.
You know, and Ryder chats back to him.
You on Tinder, buddy?
Yeah. You been going on that?
That's what I've been up to.
Swiping right.
Doing all right?
Yeah.
Swiping right. My motorbike outside.
Yeah. So anyway,
you want some ice?
What do you want that for? He's got beers to get cold?
With his water.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oi. All right. Anyway, are we live?
Did you say oi?
Oi.
I thought it was the start of the ad.
I put it on?
I haven't put the ad on.
went around and saw Stewie.
Oh, did you? Yes.
Afternoon,
I had to Leone?
And Leone. And she was there too.
Ross? Yeah. What have you done?
Rob was there.
Rob
was
Rocky.
There. Rocky. Rocky, Rob Balboa was there. Oh, God.
How were they?
They were great. Yeah. They're doing great.
Did you tell them we gave them a bit of extension on their sponsorship? Seems to be closed down for about 3 months.
Catch their shoplifter yet?
They have a shoplifter, did they?
Didn't you?
Rob.
Didn't you share it?
What? Share what?
Stu and Leone. Didn't they have a shoplifter at the...
And you shared it on Facebook, did you? I don't know. I haven't seen any of you.
No, I shoplifted there once. But I'm sorry, Stu.
And he took a selfie and then put it on Facebook.
Really? That's not
stand
very
by.
Good.
I'm going to have to show you.
Oh, stand by.
Well, while he's doing that, yes, we are wearing our poppies and we'll take a photo. On. We'll take a photo to show. And we need to take a photo with our Stu and Leone sign behind us too, which we forgot to do last week, you see. Yes, so that's why I've changed our Facebook page now, the photo, to put Stu and Leone right up there on the main thing. So they're getting plenty of advertising because we get thousands of hits a week. Okay, thousands. We get a few.
Yep.
Okay, I look at it 4 or 5 times.
I usually do 4 or 5.
Yeah, oh, there you go. They were up to 10 already straight away.
There you go.
And look, and it's worked because we've actually been there and bought stuff. So it's working.
Exactly right. And Stu was talking about Dayton.
Oh, yes.
Dayton, the one in Carrum Downs.
Yeah, the one I was going to go today.
Speaking of thousands of likes.
Yeah.
That's what it's got. And very good reviews.
Oh, very good.
Very, very good reviews.
Well, now we're talking.
Take the family there, that's it.
Yeah, well, we might talk some beer because I did plan to go there today and get a few samples for us.
Have you seen the funky bottles they've got?
No.
Their beers?
No. Yeah. Funky bottles.
Sort of almost Halloween.
Oh, really? They do it in cans. They've got a can there, so they've got cans going on there too. Yeah, I was noticed. I had a bit of a search on their website and had a look.
Had sort of like a creepy face and then like a candle wax type lid.
Yeah, don't worry, they're going to be a part of the frothy files. The frothy files are going to get start getting filmed soon. And
you haven't been there yet, have you?
No, I was going to go.
Looks good.
Yeah, I was going to go today. Stewie
showed me the. You know where the room, I suppose. Where what do you call it? The cellar door, or
whatever you call it. The brewery.
The brewery door.
Mm.
It looked good. Looked really good. Couldn't find it, mate.
No, I think you dreamt that.
Making stuff.
I couldn't find it.
You were dreaming about AC again.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm pretty confident. I will find it now.
Okay.
All right.
To prove you were wrong.
No, they'll just that just means he's going to talk as much as he normally does.
Yeah. So. Sound effect.
Yes,
I was thinking of comebacks. Like, Trump was down and out.
Yes.
And then back he came, like went bankrupt. And now, I mean, you don't get much better comeback from bankruptcy to presidency.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking the other day, Fev.
Yeah,
not a bad comeback.
Saw him the other week.
Mr. Popular now.
I was out at the
Lakeside
Oval. Lakeside Oval, there's the Institute of Sport or something. He was going there, must have been doing something with them. So, yeah.
Yep, the other Robert Downey Jr. Remember he was down and out.
Is he back?
Was Iron Man?
Of course he is.
Comeback.
Yeah, it was a comeback.
So there was another one.
Well, I'm glad you guys have noticed. We could have thought about this, but
be a segment.
I'm hopeless.
Could have been a segment.
How would the song go?
People who were down and out.
Oh, there must now be the a comeback song. There must be comeback. The comeback song.
There is
a comeback song.
It's coming back to me.
Yeah, no, there's a comeback song.
I just can't remember.
Yeah. I'm just off the top of my head.
Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe was the other one. Just saw a couple of movies of recent times and I thought, there's a couple of guys who were big.
Yeah.
Then they just bottomed out and then back, baby.
Did I tell you who's
who
was big and he's never come back? And that's the guy who did Home Alone movies. Is he around anymore?
Oh,
gone.
What was his name?
McCorkin.
He's doing well. I think he's making about $5,000 a week selling ice. So.
Oh, right.
Oh,
I think they call it crack over there.
Crack.
He's having a crack
of rock.
I was watching Cops last night on the telly and a guy. He arrested a bloke. He goes, "There's a big bag of ecstasy. It's a big bag of ecstasy." The copper kept saying, "Sure enough, it was 700 pills. The guy was sitting on it. 700 ecstasy tablets. He just pulled this car over because they just looked a bit sus. It was a ripper. It was a real good one. Anyhow,
You're going to jail.
Yeah, you're going to jail.
License and registration and insurance, please.
Yep. DZG or DZA is on, and he's saying LOL. Probably because he realised that he's been listening, nothing, and all of a sudden, hey, we're on!
He's worked out his dopey neighbour didn't press go.
Didn't press play. yeah, there is a comeback song.
Now, ST, ST's gone.
Get that comeback song.
F and F number not working.
No, we don't have the phone anymore.
And he's gone, I posted the shoplifter.
Thank you. ST, you legend.
So there
Where
you
is
go.
It then? You can't find it, though. I never saw it. You see it?
I want to know why ST was shoplifting.
I want to know why ST, why he's listening to us, but he can't be here. What's to go there?
Well, it's probably the Billy Leeds, the tin
Well,
he
or can
something.
Bring him here. They can sit around. They'd enjoy that, sitting around, playing out the backyard with the mosquitoes. You can ride them around at the moment, the mosquitoes around here.
Bit of Ross River. Bit of Ross River fever. One of our friends got Ross River fever.
Really?
Bit of parvo.
Really?
Yeah, from the...
Mozzie's here.
Yeah.
Wow.
So be careful.
I've just rang Donnie the Mozzie.
Yeah, Spray Town Rats. Yep. Get onto it.
I've got him. I messaged him today. He didn't get back to me, though. Yeah, I said, jeez, buddy. Donnie.
Can't see it on your page, ST.
Where your poppy?
I'm going to try and find
Got that message. Got that message. Where your poppy? Thanks.
Yeah, that's all right. Because we're wearing our poppies today. It's the 11th day of the...
11th of the 11th. 11th hour.
Yep, and at 11 o'clock, what were you doing?
11th of the whatever. 11th
I was standing still in the office.
Where? And you stood still?
We did.
Yeah, did everyone
boss
stop?
Boss came running out going...
It's 11 o'clock.
A minute to 11. Don't move.
Don't move! Of course you don't.
So you did 2 minutes silence of not moving.
Comeback song.
I actually did one at 11:05.
Darius Rucker sings the comeback song.
Well, there you go.
Oh.
No, this could be a segment. If we can remember what it was.
His mum. Mother Rucker.
Oh.
Oh, you're funny.
you're so funny.
Comeback song. Lyrics. Maybe I'll get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get this for you. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're live on AA's phone.
Darius Rucker. There you go. There it is. I'll try and get it for you. Keep talking. Anyhow, so yeah, it was... I was actually in the car.
Love the keep talking.
I was driving out of the Dan Murphy car park. I haven't been Dan Murphy.
Uncle Dan.
But out of the car park. And I actually stopped because it was 11 o'clock. I got three cars banked up behind me. I thought, I'd better just creep around onto McLeod, onto Nepean Highway.
I don't know if you do a minute silence in your car or you're holding up cars.
Well, like, I did.
It was on the Monash.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
he does it every morning.
DZA's just said that they are tooled down at 11 o'clock. They put all their tools down at the job site. So good on him. Good on him. As a good Aussie would.
Good on him.
Good Aussie would.
I did it at 11:05. Believe it or not. I was
every day.
What's slow. All us has one at 11. No, I was looking after a music class because the music guy does a lot of photos. So he took photos of we had a little ceremony near the flagpole and put down some wreaths and stuff. And because there was an exam the other day in the music area, the announcements were off. And I was thinking, well, hang on, I thought we were going to do a minute silence. So I ring the office and they go, oh, yeah, we did that at 11. And I went, oh, okay. All right, kids, up you get. So we did a minute silence at 11:05.
During the exam?
No, there was no exam. But that's why the announcements weren't coming through because you can turn it off.
Young Kobe was telling me they didn't do it at the part of the school because there was exams on, so they didn't do it.
Yeah, we had exams. You still got to... Well, that's no excuse.
Harden them up.
I mean, you don't stop them in the exam and say, hang on, guys, pen's down.
I'm just telling you what I was told.
It's ridiculous. Well, we won't name that school.
Do it.
No, we won't. No, it's good. Actually, the response I got from the kids was really good. They didn't argue. They went, yep, we'll do that. Up we went. Oh, hello.
This is the song. We'll let it roll out for a minute. This is the Darius Rucker song, the comeback song.
So this sounds like it's it for tonight.
You're with AA on New Country TV.
This will be your theme song for your new song.
I hear a bit of twang.
Hey, this is Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish. This is the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh,
yeah, don't start throwing that he loves his country.
I love my country.
You said coffee, you dill.
I just want to make it great again.
This is a nice song to have as a theme song.
Beautiful, mate.
Let's all hug.
I don't know. I love his voice, though. I do like his voice.
He's got a great voice. Here we go.
So what's this?
Oh, comeback song.
So is this because he did nothing for 20 years?
No, he's been doing it.
After Let Her Cry.
He's been, haven't been following.
Yeah, no, I think that's all he...
You haven't been following.
That's it.
That's a good song.
He hasn't done anything since then.
No, AA reckons he has.
So anyhow, we've all been wearing poppies. He has been doing stuff. You just got to look.
And, so this is the comeback song.
Respect. And we went to the Rissole last night. Actually had a great night at the Rissole. We'd not been going to the Rissole on Thursday night for the members' draw for a while. And because we just felt the food was just dropping off a little bit. So last night, DZG messaged me and
said,
he says, you know the members draw, the two draws included up to $3,000. We said, we're going now, we're back. And
he's known being called out last 2 weeks when he hadn't been going.
Redraw.
And the funny thing about it was we got there, we opened the menu, the specials menu, and our favourite, me and DZA's favourite, the Coca-Cola sticky beef ribs. They are awesome. Short beef ribs. They're really thick and it's like slow cooked. It's like pulled beef, basically.
In a can of Coke.
So awesome. It is awesome. And yeah, so we smashed that
up
down.
Up a chook's bum.
Young JA came with us. We bought our raffle tickets. Oh, someone's messaging me. Probably one of you. Probably DZG. And we bought our raffle tickets and sat down and JA came with us. Bang. 2 meat trays I won. Had me best night ever. So we've got our sticky beef thing that we've been waiting for ages.
Sticky beef thing.
Sticky beef thing. Yep. I won a pork tray and a chicken tray.
Looking a bit blue.
And and we had a couple of beers to go along with it. It was awesome.
Now, as good as this song is, we've got a little bit of advice from ST. Maybe come back again, Daddy Cool would be more appropriate.
Oh, do you have with you, brother.
I'll have it. I'll get that. Yeah. Yeah, I'll get it.
Please.
Yep.
Please. Soon.
Hey, no. Stop ST. You can't be doing that. You can either be here and do it, or you can't be throwing it from miles away.
Mate, Daddy Daycare, he's doing his best. Come on, give him a break.
He's not the first Daddy Daycare.
That's what my...
You locked your kids in the laundry. That's just easy.
That's actually what my kids were watching, believe it or not, when I left tonight.
Daddy Daycare.
Daddy Daycare. For, I reckon, about the 20th time. Netflix is great.
And
there's so many movies they can choose, and they choose the same three.
Yeah, all the time.
watching this again. Fantastic.
It's like when
Cinderella.
A cupboard full of DVDs, and they always pick out the first one or two that watched 27 times.
What's like there was a mentioned Hangover. There was a Hangover quote last week you mentioned. If that's not on every 3 weeks... And The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
It's just the same movies on. Same.
And they go from one channel and it says premiering on 7 Mate. It's because it hasn't been on 7 Mate before. It's been on all the other channels. The but it's premiering.
There's 10 channel 7s, Neil.
Here we go.
Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe.
There we go. Well done, ST. There you go. Good thought, I suppose.
I suppose.
Got to go with it. Oh, what happened there? Oh, no, I'll just look at that. I'm getting that from the ST too. It's the same message. So I've stopped the song just to get his message.
How does he do that?
He sent it twice. Come on.
Might be a group message. He's good with IT.
Group message. He's good in the group thing, apparently. Yeah.
I do love The Hangover, though.
It's great.
Every time you watch it, still funny.
You like it, but you don't like them.
No, I know.
Ooh, hate Hangovers.
Nah.
You reckon that? Oh, we spoke about last week, the beer with no hangover, apparently.
What was that one?
I don't know. I haven't heard much more about it since then. It's not brewed in Australia in a microbrewery, so we're not drinking it.
Hey, this
is probably a multinational.
This Morty Carnival Pale Ale is nice.
I've got to say something about it. I'm on the Black Knight Porter again. I was talking to the boys at Albatross today, Steve, and they're doing a tasting tonight at Southland at the celebrations at Southland. And he said, are you guys coming along? I said, well, mate, we're kind of doing the show. We can't really get there.
That's a pretty big...
Well, I reckon that'd be a great
to get into celebrations. Yeah. Well,
I did see on his Facebook the other day, or his Instagram, one of the other, that you're into Doyle's Hotel now as well.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's good. It's good that locals, people are getting into him. I'm going to go catch up with Steve next week. Mm. And so I want to get a box of his new summer ale, the one he's got. I'll get some of that for us for next week.
Nice.
And the empire is building.
Yep.
Build it and they will come.
And again, like I said...
Don't forget the young veterans.
I have volunteered you guys' time and energy to help him build his brewery too, by the way. So, yeah.
Yeah, the three of us.
You've just had a week off. What have you been doing?
Yeah.
Mate, I've been flat out. I have not stopped.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, I was walking the dog today and...
flat out.
And as I do. What was that? I missed that.
I just said, yeah, you're flat out. I walked the dog.
Hey. So anyway, I was walking the dog.
I do that every morning.
Yeah, I was walking the dog and having a coffee.
Then I went to Freddy's for an hour.
Mrs. AA gets read up to paper. Go to work. I get up. I take the dog for a walk straight away woman. First thing in the morning. Because
go to Freddy's.
The dog needs. I go via Freddy's.
Yes, thank you.
I get my takeaway black coffee and walk. Yeah. And he never double cups them for me. So I'm going hand to hand to hand to hand. You know, if you get
so he gets a workout.
If you get
as well.
A medium,
he gets a cupping.
If you get a medium black coffee,
a bit of cuppage
from Freddy's, you can't drink it till you get to Roy Doyle Reserve. If you go down Walker's Road, I can tell you right now, the timing's perfect. You get to Roy Doyle Reserve, you start sipping. It's beautiful.
You can't feel your hands.
I'm very practiced. Yeah. Any other comeback songs? Come on, DZG. Do you know a comeback song? Give it to us. I'm sure you'll just be Googling now to see if there's any comeback song from anywhere else. But anyway,
it's a good beer, though, isn't it? It's a good beer, the Albatross. Nice. They make a good beer.
I think he's got about three pale ales he does now. It's not just the one, there's three. I wonder if he just bottles them all and puts the best labels on them. I'll have to check, his Stevie. He's like, come on, Stevie.
No, it's the same one, mate.
It's the same beer, you're just putting different labels
even
on it.
Even the porter, you just dye it black. Come on, mate.
I really like this porter. Like, I can't get enough of it.
It's a ripper.
I haven't
had it since that night, I don't think. So tell the viewers how they get this beer again.
Well, you've got to get onto the website or the Facebook site, I think, and the website of Albatross Brewery.
Albatross Brewing, yeah.
Which will be written on here somewhere, I'm guessing, but my eyes aren't that great right now. I haven't been great for years. Anyhow, you get on there and you can just order it online and...
Albatrossbrewing.com.au.
There you go, on there.
Into a few RSLs and local pubs and bars and everything
RSL
now, so
and stuff. It's really good, really good.
That's where the young veterans started
with it. Or that's how we started. He's in like a Darwin or somewhere like that, isn't it? Isn't he in the Darwin RSL? So that's sort of where it sort of started to happen.
We're not going up there.
Well,
fantastic get there.
What's the fantastic CX-9. Up and going? I tell you what.
Hey.
That could tow it.
Let's go.
The CX-9 could tow it.
Seven seaters.
You know, it's good money radio,
seven,
isn't
seven.
It?
Because AC wouldn't mind.
Hey. No, she wouldn't. Hey. Be back next Thursday. Leave her the Commodore.
It's good money radio, isn't it? Like, you know, he's got himself a brand new car. Like,
Community radio plays well.
I wonder, how much is Stu and Leone really giving us?
It's 500.
1,000. it's funny.
It's
been the month for buying cars. Young LA's bought himself the Hilux out here and the pimped up four wheel drive machine. Young JA's picking hers up tomorrow.
Oh, what'd she get? You
know, she's got herself a Dualis.
I went the Dualis.
Dualis.
Nissan.
Yes. And
test it out tomorrow night.
Yeah. What, the Dualis?
Seven seats.
Oh, yeah. She's doing
seven seats.
She's doing, no, not seven seats.
You can, I think you can get.
I think you can. Yeah,
you can, but they'd probably be very recent.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. Hers is a bit of an older one, but she's using it. She's doing an Uber run tomorrow for GS and.
Uber Town.
And picking us up all the way down to Rosebud.
And then, yep.
How good is she?
She's going to go down there, pick him up.
For $10, that's unreal. Yeah. That's fair.
And she'll give him a bottle of water. And she'll give him a bottle of water and a mint.
Bargain. She's a good kid.
Yeah, she's good on her.
She does that for her mates, though, too. Like, they ring her up, you know, over there, and she's not been drinking.
They look after her.
Yeah, they'll pay her. They say, we'll give you this to drive us in. When she was working at the local footy club, at the end of the night, when everyone wanted to lift home, they'd just wait out the front. She'd go
clean up.
Take some lot to Seaford, some lot here, and they'd pay her for it. It's a great way to do it.
We're back in 10.
It's quicker than a cab. Quicker than a cab. Anyhow, I've got to send a text, so you guys talk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cricket tomorrow?
Is it worth talking about?
But it's been a bit of a mess, hasn't it?
It's going to get rained
out.
Poor
Sids.
Anyway.
I'm upset about Sids.
Yeah, I reckon he's going to struggle to get
good.
Back in.
Oh, I think it's over. I think they've done the right thing. I don't know much about this new fella who's replaced him. Benny and the Jets.
Yeah.
But he's out. Oh, someone talked him up this morning. I can't remember on SEN, our sister station, sister sports station.
A junior station.
How are they going? Are they still doing all right?
Oh,
we'll look after them. We'll give them a plug.
They've had to rehash all their teams for next year.
I know.
Yeah.
They were joking about that.
Gary Lyon's back.
Half's with Marco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were just sort of.
But half, I think, is going to another station.
Rocket Rocket E just sort of left him with a, after an interview, he goes, oh, Ian, how are you guys going? You're going to be on air next year? I got on, knew it was coming. Yeah, he goes, oh, I reckon you got a good show. You should be.
Yeah.
Why is that? Sorry.
Oh, there's been rumours going around that, who were they? Gary Lyon was coming to SEN.
Gary Lyon and Tim Watson will be doing the breakfast show next year.
They're worried about that morning spot, aren't they?
Mm.
But ever since Watto left, actually, they reckon he's the one.
Is Gary Lyon better?
Now he is, yeah. Well, yeah. I suppose he is, isn't he?
I don't know.
Hear about Billy?
Ask Billy's ex.
Well, that's right.
He'll tell you he's better.
Oh, no. That's a bit
allegedly.
Awkward. That's a bit awkward. No, but how's Billy?
Is he better than Billy? I just said he's better.
No, you said, is he better? And GS just pointed out the fact that someone would know. But no, he's put out the olive branch. Big Bill.
Yeah. Yeah, he has actually. So he said he'd be willing,
he said he'd be willing to have a chat.
He's going to whack him with it.
He's going to shove it up his clacker, but but it's an olive branch. They're only skinnies. They won't hurt so much. But look, the cricket will be interesting. They'll be lucky to get 3 days by the looks of the weather. Yeah,
the weather's not going to help. And
the Aussies are saying thank
goodness. I don't like it when Graham Smith's giving us advice.
Hey, the Aussies are saying thank goodness. The Aussies are saying thank goodness.
That's good, though. If everyone starts giving us a little bit of advice around the place and saying we're a rabble, maybe it might shake them up and get them fired up. Well, they need to do something.
Something's got to work.
Yeah.
I don't like the way that we lead up to the Test series with the Matador One Day Cup.
Well, they came over here and they played like a four day game, and we go and do the Matador.
Yeah.
No,
we don't need the Sheffield Shield. No.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, eh?
We'll have a barbecue cup. A barbecue cup. Because it's the Matador. It's a barbecue.
Yeah, it used to be the Pura Cup and all sorts of things. Yeah.
Why can't they just call it the Sheffield Shield and just be
It's a one day.
These are the one days. Yeah.
It's a joke.
Anyway,
need a big shake up.
We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. But I'd love to see. Like, if Voges, unfortunately, I don't want to be ageist, but
he's old.
Yeah, he's old. You're 37. You're not making runs. Well, just put a young fella in there. Give him a few tests. Give him a summer. Go. All right. Well, who's the next best by the results?
Yeah.
It looks like he. And just value your wicket. See if Neville plays that innings that he played. Great innings in the second innings. He was really keen. He wanted to save that match. If he plays that, if someone just plays like that, not off 7,000 balls like he did, but if someone does that in the first innings, well, we make him tired. We don't get into that situation, do we? But no one does it.
No, we just have
a
consistent
couple of people go out, it's like, oh, yeah, well, I might as well follow suit. And here we go. What's this?
Standby.
It's a comeback song, apparently.
Grandma's coming back.
You're listening to Letitia from down in the Bronx.
I'm just reading. The words are coming up on my phone, so I'm just making sure nothing beeping comes up. But that's not the best.
That was really good.
That's not the best comeback song I've ever heard in my life.
Hope you all enjoyed that.
Yeah, good on me. dude, that's terrible. Anyhow.
Good on me.
Yes.
I don't reckon that song will be making comeback anytime soon.
I don't think it made it. I didn't think it came at
all.
Who
was it?
Oh, I don't know. Letitia.
From the Bronx.
Letitia.
Anyway, that's it for this week. So,
is that all you got? You guys.
Oh, no. Well, we know we get in trouble with talking sport. So we go a bit
gunshine.
Good on yours, too.
IGA, where the price is right. Seaford North IGA, for your groceries and liquor. IGA Express, there's nothing quicker.
Love the applause.
Because we thought we were
AC,
so good.
ST, what are you doing here?
G'day, bud. No, always shop here at IGA Express, Seaford North.
It's just so quick.
Oh, mate, they're fast, aren't they?
How easy does Stu and Leone make it? You come in, you feel welcome, you get
and
your
you
stuff.
Get it's amazing. Anything.
I bought 2 minute noodles the other night, and it only took me 1 minute to cook.
Why is it? Did they provide you with the hot water?
Express.
Oh, my
Express.
Goodness.
And tell you what, red wine selection. Woo-wee.
Lots through the roof.
Lots.
I haven't seen a menu like that in so long. I cannot believe how much red wine they've got.
You could come here and just do your shopping, couldn't you? You don't have to worry about Safeway.
You could.
Don't worry about that sort of silly big places. Just come straight to Express or
Jack. And their prices,
half
their
the
prices
time.
Are competitive. Cole say down, deeper and down, lower.
Nah.
IGA Express, they're not down. They're just standard.
Every day.
Where they
every
should
day.
Be.
And they're fast.
Nothing's on
special.
And I tell
you what, you know
that's
why
they're Express.
You know where they get their meat from? The best butcher in Carrum.
Really?
That's where they get their meat from. Yes, they do.
But this is not about the butcher in Carrum.
No. It's all local.
It's just about local business, looking after locals. Local That's how we love it. IGA Express, Seaford North. Get down there.
Go, Stewie.
And Leone.
Do you love professional ads that have been professionally put together with a script and
100 takes.
Recordings.
You know, just to make sure you get it right. And
absolutely.
You don't bring in irrelevant places. irrelevant butchers. Not that he's irrelevant. He's a great guy. But maybe he needs to sponsor the show. It's time. It's time, Lyndon. I don't mean Lyndon Dunn.
Lyndon? Who?
And Lyndon Meats.
Oh, yeah. No, but
I'm just talking to myself. No one's listening. Everyone's on their phone.
He's not Lyndon.
Anyway. No, I know he's not. No, it's Lyndon Meats.
His name's Butch.
Yeah. No worries.
Butch the Butcher. You know, that's
well, his partner calls him.
Yeah.
Now, ST's not happy. He goes bowling 4 days out of five doesn't help. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're probably not going to win too many test matches when you bowl every day. When you're not doing something right.
Yeah, it says something about what
time for the batsman, though.
Good call from the guru.
Yeah, oh, he knows his
stuff.
He loves
his cricket, though, doesn't he?
Loves his cricket.
Cricket, I don't know, you know.
It's a good game, AA.
I was actually talking to a lady today, 2 days ago. I was marking
a lady.
I was marking the rugby fields with the line marker, and she came over to see what I was doing.
Been busy.
Helps.
And hey, I was flat out. That's hard work. Just pushing the line marker around. Anyhow, so I was talking to this
yeah,
lady.
But he's
came
10
over.
Years old. You shouldn't be doing that.
This lady came.
You big bully.
This lady came over. She just asked me what I was doing. She wouldn't know what it was set up for. And she was saying, oh, at least it's better than
just tagging.
She's just doing a few lines.
Leave me alone. She says, do you want some?
I said, oh, here's my mirror. Anyhow, no, she said, no. She goes, at least it's not cricket. Oh, how boring cricket.
Oh, come on, ladies.
So then AA and her would have talked for the next 4 hours.
Yeah, that's it.
About how boring,
hey, how boring it was. Hey, yeah.
The line marking paint went hard in the bloody container before I could get it out. Yeah, no, it was, no. Yeah, well, I agree with it, though. I agree with it. Yeah,
what do you mean by that, AA? Yeah.
And the lady left with bleeding ears.
No, she did a fair share of talking. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Just saying, yes, you're right.
Really? Did she really, AA? I want you to think back.
She said yes five
did
times.
She did she really get a fair sharing?
Sorry, I was just reading. I was reading a shocking text. So I just got
just
that
like
I got,
no.
A shocking text.
I actually have to?
Or are you in shock?
I have to act on, but I'll have to wait till we finish the
show.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh. Looks like it's game on in the boudoir, I think.
Oh, really?
And yeah,
must have gone very well.
Okay. Howdy.
Sometimes I wish this was.
I think he's looking to crack one through the covers when he goes inside.
Have you seen the latest craze? Have you seen the latest craze the Yanks are doing with this?
I love the way he just moves on.
Oh, well, I'm just going to move on because otherwise you guys will talk crap all night.
Oh, we will not. We will not. We will say.
No, yeah. We'll say. Okay, we'll just listen to yours instead.
Go me. Go me, I say.
Go me. That's his new catchphrase. Go me. Oh, who's that?
Fireworks.
Ooh.
Oh, fireworks.
I thought I was shooting.
That's a bit early.
A little apex of the front.
That's it. Just one. AA's gone. Done. Got him.
Well, that shut him up.
The dogs run in. He's
the dogs run in.
Scared stiff. Absolutely. Scared stiff. He hates it. He hates it. Yeah. No, I think it was Apex out the front just throwing a free. Oh, but we're used to that around here. You know,
not the CX-9. Hang on.
In the Bronx. I think it's gone. They love their new cars.
Oh, they love their seven seats. The family cars. Well, it means they can get to places.
Well, they do. They load them up with seven or 12 of them.
You'll see it on the news live shortly from the chopper.
Look at that CX-9. Wow, look at that. Oh. I was going to say is, have you seen that latest craze in America? Some uni students started doing
vote for
it,
Trump.
Mrs. Obama got into
statue thing.
They call it frozen.
Statue, bro.
They call it frozen or freeze, and they all stand there like they're doing stuff.
Oh,
and
it's hilarious.
Yeah. But I tell you something, the one with Mrs. Obama today.
But no one's giving them money. It's not actually, like at the market where you're just like this and you're the.
Was actually quite a good one with all the basketball. Was it basketball she was with or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
They did a good. One guy had a glass of water in his hand and I swear it was not moving. You could see the water level and it was just so still. Did a great job, didn't he?
No, it's up there with planking.
We might do a frothy version of that one.
Do you want to have a go at it now?
Yeah, yeah.
Ready?
Ready? Go. Yeah, that's
doing
about
so
as long
well.
As it'll last, yeah.
Well, until someone farts. Yeah. Or at least makes a fart noise.
Yes.
Never not funny.
Never not funny. Hey, you got your grass down too. I saw a Facebook post. Got your grass down?
That was last Saturday.
And how's it looking today?
It's looking really healthy.
I tell you, you've done well because you've got the rain coming now. It'll be perfect
for it. Got the water into it every day this week and then nothing tonight because it's going to pee down tonight. So
excellent.
You got a tank, really though. Well. You would have got a tank.
No, I haven't got a tank.
Water tank.
No,
you get a tank.
So my next water bill is going to be a killer.
When you built your house, didn't you have to put a tank in?
I thought it was
not anymore.
Franks and Council just don't care about anything.
We got our 5-star energy.
No sustainability. Well, how'd you get 5-star if you haven't got a water tank?
Double glazing.
That gave you 5-star.
It's not going to help you grow.
Fair point. But
wow.
No, there's different ways to get your 5-star these days.
And you put double glazing in the house.
We had to.
All the windows?
On the south side.
Which is what? Your
south
road side? The other side.
West side.
Where you walk up, you can walk up that side. That's your south side, isn't it?
No, the dead side of the house is the south side.
On the right, as you're facing.
The opposite to where the garage
there?
Is.
Is there a cemetery?
Yeah, the right-hand side. If you're facing the
south
right-hand side.
Sorry, yeah, you're right.
South,
because
that'd be
so
south.
So why did you have to put it in there? Why did they say you had to put it in there?
Peninsula.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not an
architect. Because it's close to the neighbours or something there or something, is it?
Yeah, that and...
I can't believe you've got to...
Holding in the heat or something.
Oh, really?
Because heat comes in the north side through the windows, through the sun.
Yeah. What about the west side?
And the...
But the south side.
We've only got one window in the west side. But, yeah, the south side holds the heat in or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
I can't believe you haven't got a water tank.
No.
You didn't think of getting one?
Have you thought about
I'm still going to get one.
Have you just thought you can get those blue tubs? They're really cheap now. You just put them under your downpipe. You can collect about
I've got a spare one. It's like a little wheelie bin.
100 litres. Yeah, put a wheelie bin over there.
It's only about 90 litres.
Wheelie bin's good.
No, I've got to... I'm still building another carport slash woodshed out in the backyard.
Have you got a permit for that?
Oh.
Permit.
Oh.
Oh, shh. Don't know where you live.
It's just...
Carport, what can you drive through?
Yeah. We've got through and through in the garage.
Cool.
I'm going to put the boat out in that carport area and then the woodshed's going to be on the back of it.
Fantastic. Well done, you.
Got it all worked out.
You're bloody kicking goals, aren't you?
That's my next project.
He's good. He's good. Just ask him. He'll tell you.
Well, have a look at my front yard.
Have a look at that grass.
All good.
Sustainability plus.
Ground grass.
Any danger of some colour? Some plants or something?
There's some plants out there.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see that. Look. Didn't zoom in on it. I was too scared to zoom in.
They refer to them as grass too.
I was too a bit scared to zoom in because I knew the front bloody window was your room, so I didn't know what was going to be in there.
It's not actually.
Didn't want to know. Oh, isn't it? Oh. Lucky I didn't.
You've been looking in Ella's room?
Right. Sorry, Ella.
We've been having a chat outside.
Yeah, have the CX-9. There's a pork you over there. No, it looks good, mate. Well done.
No, I'm pretty happy with it. It's come up really well. It was a long day. Jeez, dropped the turf off.
It's a lot of turf, though.
6:15 in the
morning. Preparation would have taken
6:15 they came.
Yeah. That was the...
You spent the day before doing the prep, though, didn't you?
The prep was the few days before.
What do they think of delivering at 6:15? Have they got like a lot of deliveries to do or something? Or
it was a big semi.
Yeah?
Back and down the street.
How did you get down your street?
Back down.
Wow.
I told him the day before when
Skinny,
he rang.
Isn't it?
I said, you're going to have to back down all the way. And he was happy with that.
He
just wasn't happy at 6:15 the next morning.
Hey?
For the whole time he was there, he said 5 words to me. Where do you want it?
Where do you want
it?
Five. You did count it.
I walked out there.
What do you want?
Walked out there. I said, good on, man, how you going? Good morning. How's things?
Yep.
Where do you want it? right. If you just put it on the end of the driveway there, if you don't mind.
All right.
Nothing. No response.
No.
Went back, got his little forklift off, loaded the two pallets off onto the...
He doesn't like the early mornings.
Onto the driveway.
He just doesn't like GS.
Put his forklift back on.
I bet you if Mrs. GS went out there, he'd have gone, morning, love, how are you? Yes.
Oh, pleasant day, isn't it? Do you want me to lay it for you?
Nice of you to leave your nightie on.
I don't know what... I don't know why he turned into a pom, but anyway.
jolly good.
Oh, jolly good, sir.
Everyone knows pommies deliver grass.
And we lay it down. I'm happy to spend 8 hours here.
Yeah.
Rather early, isn't it, old chap? But no, he's put his forklift.
You might have a pipe later.
Put his forklift back on the truck. And I've started walking up there to say, oh, good on you, mate. Thanks, have a great day.
Drive off.
Straight into the cab.
Bye-bye.
See you later, mate. Bye. Thanks, mate.
I saw a bloke today. I saw a bloke today. Wow. Becky's he had a tip truck with a dog on the back, you know, the big dog trailer they have on the back. Yep. And he was on McLeod Road here, and as I was coming out of Rigby Street to go towards Patterson Lakes, he started to do a big sort of swing out. It was obviously going to go back into Wesley Street over the road here. And so I propped in the car so no cars would like try and go around him, which he appreciated later. But anyhow, he backed that thing down Wesley Street. There's a car parked at the corner. and he parked. He backed his dog. There was a car parked right at the corner of the car, and another two cars just a little bit further back. Still backed it round in one hit. The dog went round. He went round just and wiggled its way down the road around these cars. I just went, that's just great. You know, like he deserves a medal, that bloke.
By the time you watched him get to the end of the street, there was 15 cars behind him.
Tooting, tooting.
Oh, this bloke again. This is the bloke from
But Another Minute Silence.
That's the same bloke from Dan Murphy's.
Jesus, he's a bloody drunkard. What's he doing? It's not even Anzac Day.
I've got a segment. I've just thought of a segment for us.
It's bloody 5th of May. What's he doing?
The place's AA stops.
Random minute silence. I'm sure it's Anzac Day, isn't it?
What about presents that people give you? Presents that people get you and they're either like something you just don't need and don't want or...
This is a segment.
Or... I'm going to lag him in too. SA gives me a gives me.
I think I remember him.
Yeah, oh, you might. Yeah,
shout out to him. He's the one who can't stand up straight anymore.
Yeah. Oh no, oh, no, now he can. He's good. He's back good. He's had the operation. But anyhow, he gives me a present for my 50th, which I'm really impressed with. I like it. So thank you very much. It's from Osmosis. It's a T-shirt. It's an expensive one, in extra large.
What's he think? You're being a good
I sent him a text saying when I pulled it out. I didn't get it out when he was here. And I just waited and I opened it later, you know, being polite and talking and stuff. And then and I get it out and go, extra large. So I sent him a message saying, what are you trying to say? You know, look, mate, that was like I could have
thanks,
wore,
mate. It's a really good naughty for the missus. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. A smock for a fat guy. That's what it looked like. Anyhow, so I took it back today to cash it in and I saw
just cashed it in.
And I went to the pokies.
I bought another slab of Mordialloc Carnival Polo.
Yes.
No, it took me 3 hours. I stopped for about 20 minute silences along the way.
I walked in and I saw a pair of board shorts I liked, so I bought them. I just used them. So in the end, I got something I really wanted, which is great. And I would have been happy with the T-shirt if it had been in my size too. But
SA, thanks for nothing, clearly.
Well, yeah, I usually wear a medium, so he's giving me extra large. I think I'm doing pretty hard. Any presents anyone's ever given you that you can think off the top of your head, just throwing one at you? Oh, look out, Mrs. AA. Oh, no, it's not Mrs. AA.
Oh.
It's young CS. CS has come out. No, it's K. K, yes. Oh. Oh, you know, I got to get that wrong. Come on, mate. Uncle.
Oh, close enough, mate.
Oh, bulldust. I get that too. Don't worry about that.
He's got a little bowl of apples.
So the boys have got spring rolls and dim sims, and I've got a bowl of apples. I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you have some of my apple, and I'm going to have one of those dim sims.
And that is why you can't fit it into an XL T-shirt.
Well, they're hot too, by the way, by looking at AC's face. don't just...
I think I might wait a minute.
Yeah, don't bite. I think I won't be a pig. I think I'll just wait to let that happen.
You needed
here.
Another drink of polo.
Oh, yes. Holy crap.
So what else has been going on?
A little bit eager.
That's all right.
That's a nice spaghetti before I came here tonight too. I didn't really need to hoe into that.
Yeah, I had a homemade pizza. But
I just love... I love the mini dim sim. Yeah.
They're good, aren't they?
They are great. Good on your mini dim sims. They're actually hot to touch.
Burn your hand, pick it up.
You're whacking in your gobs.
Tell you what, the apple's
Oh, yeah.
Apples are safe.
And how good are apples with beer?
Stuffs up your taste buds. You can't taste anything.
If you read the side of the porter bottle, it says
goes well with apples. Oh yeah! Every pub I see is full of a bowl of apples next to the bar.
That's pretty much what they bring out on Friday nights. Apples, boys.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen, don't you?
What?
There's breweries listening to us now because they do. They want to know when they're going to be on, and they're going to all have apples on the bar next week.
A guy at Sandhurst at golf said, "Have you got a microbrewery?" He's been looking at Facebook and goes, "You got a microbrewery?" I said, "No." What makes you think that? Because he's been watching, obviously, the Facebook posts and all that sort of stuff and firing up frothies. I said, no, but I think we will. I think we're going to open one up, aren't we?
What's I think one space? Day. Yeah, I think one day, yeah. I think, yeah, like, it won't happen tomorrow, but it will happen.
Oh, I think next week, it's though. A bit, I'm busy tomorrow, but next week I'm not.
It's a bit like...
You've got another week off, haven't you?
It's about...
AA's next week off?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, look, I've got...
Well, he's not line marking?
I think if SA's... SA still might have my... SA still
and
might have...
The dog.
SA still might have my brew. I had a brew kit and I gave it to SA. So if he's not using it, I might get it around and just chuck it on. We can just say we're a microbrewery.
That's it.
Straight away.
Take
bang,
it back. Did you give it to him? Take it back.
Yeah, well, I gave it as a gift.
Yep. Or cash it in. One of the two.
I might take it to Cash Converters.
Was it an XL?
Get a surfboard.
he's just burnt himself on a spring roll. Serve yourself right.
Because I'm on my diet, I'm not going to eat the spring roll. But I mean, I've lost 6 kilos. 6 kilos.
You just lost your tongue, man. Ooh, look at this.
They're good, man. They're good. Yeah. This is good radio, too.
Oh, it's great radio.
That's good that someone's listening or checking us out on Facebook.
How do you know someone's listening?
And checking us out on Facebook and...
You're still there, ST.
And ST and DZA.
You're still there, tree people.
Our listeners.
We're playing for you, too.
Mitch has given us the Kuiper Path.
Yeah, what's happened to Mitch?
Yeah, what's going on with Mitch? Mitchalenko, what's his story?
He used to love his Friday nights listening to us. I think he's got better things to do.
I think he's still recovering from the Spring Carnival.
Yeah, I know. He hit that out pretty hard, didn't he?
Did he come down?
He did. I think he's still coming down.
What, why? Just loves his horses or has he got a horse?
Oh, he loves he's yeah. He has he got any? A, they breed horses and stuff like that, yeah.
Oh, well,
he has a Facebook page where he's had some foals drop just recently. And he loves to tell the story about being up at 3 o'clock in the morning helping a foal. Calf.
Foal calf.
Is that what horses do? They foal or do they calf?
Well,
they foal, don't they?
They foal.
Oh, they probably foal.
Well, foal. It's a baby foal and a baby calf. Man. Unless a cow and a horse have done the wild thing. That's a bit weird.
They're both still here. They
don't know why.
I get two texts at the same time. They're both still here.
Yes, you're still here, guys, and you are just as boring as you were an hour ago.
And
please stop.
ST's supporting the boycott. He's drinking a Beechworth Pale Ale.
Nice.
Well done.
My ears are bleeding.
Worked that, man.
Is that a microbrewery?
He's got a comfy couch.
It's like a big finger.
That looks like a really comfy couch he's got there.
Is that ST?
Yeah. Is it comfy? You've been on it?
Yeah. Well, I haven't been on it. I don't go on other people's couches, mate.
You realise we've got three blokes entertaining two.
If they ring in, we can make them entertain us. And we just
sorry,
like,
I should say loosely entertain.
Not bad odds. It's not bad, you know.
Anyway.
All right, guys.
So what are you doing on the weekend?
Not much. Not much. I was meant to be doing the club championships at Sandhurst, but that's...
we've got another listener.
Not going to happen.
Another listener.
J.O.
The matriarch is listening.
Oh, okay. Well, we need to do a shout-out to the matriarch.
Shout-out to the matriarch. Well done. And she doesn't always listen live.
Anything we said that was offensive, we apologise.
Yep.
It depends how long she's been on for, I guess.
Anything sexist that we've said, we regret. Anything else?
I think she's actually over there having a albatross porter with a bit of apple. I think that's what she's doing at the moment. Apple
cider. Most people do on a Friday night.
You know they had that competition and Bay Cider, I think, won? Remember that? Albatross.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I cannot believe...
Good name, Bay Cider. I liked it too, though.
Very good. But Mrs. AC was so disappointed. I reckon she voted 250 times in a week. And she kept looking at, even went to the extent of looking up Epsom, you know, the history of the Epsom race course. She was so disappointed when she didn't win.
Were they really crap entries though, or
some of them were okay, but I can't remember any of.
Remember? You can't remember?
I can't remember many. So what are you on now though?
No, I just wanted to talk about. This is another Australian brewery. They're called Little Fat Lamb. You will see them in some of the bottle shops and stuff. There's a ginger
barber
beer.
Shops.
There's a ginger beer. There's a apple cider. And it's a hardcore apple cider, though. It's not just your weak apple cider.
Hardcore. I get it. Apple. Yep.
And they have a berry and a lemon as well. We tried the berry. The berry is like awesome. And they're all 8%.
Berry awesome.
8% alcohol.
Ooh. Hey.
They're really good. If you like ginger beer, get yourself some Little Fat Lamb. These were sent down as a gift so that I could give them a bit of promotion on the air.
2.4 standard drinks.
Yeah, they're awesome. If you've been mowing the lawns, smack one of them down. You'll feel so much better, I tell you.
And then try and mow it again.
Yep. So look for that.
You probably will try.
You can get
if I mowed the lawns, I don't know.
You can get it in cans.
I'll do it again.
There's all my toes gone.
And you can get it in cans and you can also get
it in. Love. You see my toes?
I don't know, but I saw a little fat lamb.
Myxomatosis again.
But so have a look for that. It's if you like your ginger beer or your apple ciders and that.
Or your apples and beer.
If you like your girly sort of drinks, the red drinks, that's what the berry one is. It's just awesome. It's one of those smash down ones, you know, to get back.
Smash down.
WWE.
Get yourself back on track. You know what I mean? That's one of those sort of ones.
You know, in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little hard start.
About 6
the Corn Flakes.
About
like
6
alcoholic Red Bull.
That's exactly what it's like. Oh, no.
Get
she's,
in here.
The matriarch's having a red. Of course she's having a red.
Oh, good on you.
It'll be a locally brewed red, though.
It will.
From
the peninsula.
Microbrewery. What do you call them?
I don't think they brew wine, do they?
Well, what do they do then?
Isn't it ferment?
Grow?
Well, it's so is beer. So grow, what do they call
grow,
it?
Grow
what do
the
they
grapes?
Call beer fermenting? Beer brewing and wine fermenting?
They ferment.
It's the same sort of thing. It's the same sort of thing, really. They do the same.
Well,
sort
they ferment.
Of a similar process.
Yeah, ferment.
I tell you what, when we go to Dayton, when we do our Frothies Files from Dayton Family Brewery, we'll get them to run us through that. Just what's the difference, you know?
Aren't we doing a course? Aren't we doing a beer course?
We were going to try and do that too, but I know we're going to
maybe do a red wine course as well.
Why don't we do it all?
And get in there.
We have to call it Friday Night
Red. Take your shoes off and...
We could maybe then do two shows. We do Thursday Night Red and Friday Night Frosties.
Just through the winter. Yeah. Through the winter months, which is 9 months of the year in
Melbourne.
And half of the other months.
Monday line marking.
Oh.
No, I line mark on a Thursday.
Oh. These are the life and times of AA.
Good on you, AA.
Well, someone's got to do it.
Well,
and I can work,
try not doing it.
If I work early,
and someone else will do it.
No, if I work early, you know.
What do you have to do it? Why are you Mr. Line Marker?
No, because
did you put your hand up? That's
no,
right.
No, I tell you why. Because it's for Melbourne Thunder, for the rugby team that we're playing.
Oi.
And they play on a Friday night, and that's where all their guys go over and work at the Barbie and that. And I can't be over there because we're doing our show.
Well, you can't do everything.
No, that's what I'm saying. So my contribution is I go and mark the lines. It's a nice casual thing. I go there, put the headphones on.
Do you like doing it?
It's not bad. It's
okay. Sounds like you do.
Just wander around the nice day in the footy over. Why not?
Pants off. It's a win-win for everyone because they don't have to listen to him on a Friday night.
I'm glad we agree on that.
Do you love it?
Yeah, you've convinced me, boys. Well done. Good chat.
Oh, look out.
Here we go. Getting some text messages coming through.
It's a big
hello.
One, this one.
Read it out.
Hang on.
Check it first.
I'll have to check it first.
I've got one as well.
Talk about something.
Go, GS. don't put that in your mouth. Hang on. Oh, here we go.
Oh,
someone's done some Googling for us.
ST.
Oh, have all that. What's that? Brewed berry.
Go on, you go.
Well, no, it looks... ST, whack that on the brewed berry, put that on the website.
Where's the brewed berry?
Website, Facebook. I've got the picture here, that one. Good radio.
Oh, yeah, is that ST?
So whack that on there, ST. 1.25 litre bottles.
They're rippers. They are rippers, yeah.
Gee,
but anyway. I've got the cans this time. That's a new addition. But now he's also sent me one saying the difference between distilled brewing and fermentation. Brewing is the process used to create beer. Whilst distilling produces spirits such as whiskey, gin, and vodka fermenting.
Yeah.
See, there's another course we're going to have to do
distillation.
Now.
Distillation.
We're going to have to do another one. And then it says the fermentation, the biological process in which plant sugars are consumed and ethanol is produced. So you could run your car on wine by the sound of it.
Yeah, that
is an important part of both processes. Anyhow, so there you go. Thank you very much. That's why, you know, when you're not here, we don't know that sort of stuff.
Cleared it up, finally.
Big night at your joint, ST, obviously.
Loves it. Google town.
Kids are watching, movies.
Or he asked that, little ST. Little ST probably been learning that in grade 6 earlier today. Well-rounded education these days for the kiddies.
Yes.
Anyway, good chat, guys. It's been great.
We done?
I think so. Oh, geez.
I think there's a possum
on the roof.
Possum on the roof. And a couple of possums underneath the guys next to me's noses. Couple little possums, couple little caterpillars.
Movember's going all right.
Going all right, boys.
Movember's going
all right. Okay. You doing okay?
Get on and donate.
I got told today I look like a dirty uncle.
Yep. And you said I didn't need the mo though, did you?
It's funny, you know, I haven't even gotten much reaction. Not that you can see mine much, but you know, the people have kind of look. I think they just go, "Oh, it's probably just what he has. It's probably just his mo."
You look like the dirty uncle at Christmas.
The one that wants to give you a kiss.
Come and sit on Uncle Gary's knee.
Oh. You sound like you've said that before.
Not today.
You sound like Wolf Creek a bit then. A bit creepy.
What are you silly buggers doing out here?
You've got the bloody weird eyes going. Scaring me, GS.
Yeah, good on the radio. All right. So we're back again, which surprised me. I didn't think we'd be back a second night in a row, actually.
Oh, no, you said the new format.
Yeah. No, we're not doing it every week.
No, we won't do it every week. No. We'll do it on next week, yep.
We'll do it when we feel like it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see you next week then.
Well, what about when the four viewers want it?
Are you free next week?
No, it'll cost a bit more.
Okay.
I'll put my price up.
Righto, you better talk to Stu and Leonie about that. Apparently they pay you. And what about yourself? Are you free next week?
No, I'm not actually.
I'm not sure.
I'm not.
Oh, well, we might not do one.
I'm going to mind the kids, unless I can bring the kids around.
Mate, as long as you can lock them in the laundry, I don't care.
Yeah.
Send them over the matriarch for her. She never looks after them. So.
Yeah, no. Yeah, look after them all week and can do Friday night. No, she's got the red wine there.
Lock them outside in the new CX9.
Oh, that'll probably
do. It's got DVD players.
There's enough room in there.
Oh, so ST says, so clearly I add half an hour to the show. By the way, I'm out next week too.
So we're not here next week.
Oh, he's doing the Mirabara thing next week.
The Billy Cup.
HPV.
Thing.
What do they call it? I don't know what that stands for.
That's a virus.
He's written HPV. I don't know what it stands for.
Watch out for those Aussies, guys.
Something vehicle is what it'll be.
High performance?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. Anyhow, so yeah. Well, so we might not do one next week. We can't give the viewers, as they would say, or the listeners,
even viewers,
too much of us, because you know they get too used to it. Got to leave them.
They expect it every week.
Got to leave them wanting for a bit more. All right, so that'll be it for this week. Maybe next week. Keep an eye on our Facebook page. Like we said, support your local breweries. Albatross is just smashing it at the moment. So get on their website, have your fridge full of that stuff. There is no multinational beers in the there is a few of the leftover ones that no one liked. Human powered vehicle HPV, by the way. Get around Albatross, get to Dayton family. We'll try and get to them before our next one and try a few of their beers, and we'll start putting together some of the frothy files and YouTube them, and you can all look at them, and we'll get a series going.
He's offered a live cross there, ST.
Live cross at the HPV. Well, if we do it, we will. But you're not in, so we won't be doing it.
I am. It's the Mrs. AC's out. That's all.
Tell us you're not allowed. Friday night's out. It's your night.
Friends flown over from Perth, and then I'm up to Sydney for the weekend, I reckon.
Good night, AC.
Stay cool.
Have a good weekend, Mr. Walker.
Oh, look at it. He has to do it again. Good night, GS.
Good night, everybody.
I thought you were on Russell Coit.
We'll see you next week. Or next when we see you, or hear you, or do that.
Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Good finish.
Okay.